Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, Brock Hunter.
This song goes perfectly with, I always used to mix this with, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention, something. It's perfect. It times up perfectly. If you just take the lyrics out.
Embarrassing for you.
I know. I'm sorry. It's Friday. I'm already drunk. I don't care.
Who's screwed? Who cares? Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now,
can't be any worse than any karaoke you've ever seen.
First of all, it's right up there. Second of all, we still got to get you to do that. We still got to get you a slag tag and get you to do karaoke. So we got to do your morning dump before we do any of that. Let's do it right now.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it up. Stop. Pump. Collaborate and pump it.
Come on. Vanilla ice. What do you got this morning?
I like that. That wasn't bad. Here we go. Fewer people are getting tested for STDs these days. According to research, people aren't going in as much to get their normal tests that they would usually do.
Just going to ride it out, huh? Just ride it out.
Well, if you think about it, less people are probably hooking up right now with the coronavirus. So there's less people, dipping their dinguses in people they, shouldn't dip them into. And, you got to watch out for that. So,
well, you know what? Relationships aren't happening as much either. So, Brock, I watched Social Dilemma last night.
Oh, dude, is that not horrifying? Horrifying.
Yep. What is going on, guys? Watch it. It's on Netflix. Sorry to interrupt this story, but, dude, it kind of has to do with this a little bit.
Yep.
People are just not hooking up.
No.
They have no relationships. It's kids growing up now are just playing video games.
They're
and
not
looking
driving.
At
the number of young people getting their driver's license has gone down, and the age has gone up. So they're waiting until like 18, 19, 20, whatever. Number of people living at home still with their parents. Number of people hooking up. They're not going on dates. And now no one's getting STDs. Remember the good old days? When you'd go out to a bar, you'd meet a lass and, you'd take her home afterwards. And then like a week later, it burned when you peed. And you're like, that's right. I had sex with that slag.
It was worth it.
Yeah. You know what? You felt good.
It felt good at that given moment.
You know, you go and give your buddy a high five like, man, I got gonorrhea. Oh.
A high five, huh? Yeah. That's what you and your buddies, hey, all right.
Yeah, they'd give you a clap just like the girl gave you the clap. You know, it's great. A clap for the clap, all right. But anyway, less people are getting tested for STDs, so there you go. Hey, speaking of STDs, flirting, all right? There actually is, according to the University of Kansas, a thing called flirting face that women make, and us guys, we know it. Ladies, we're on to you. Here's how they describe the flirting face. Your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly. You have a slight smile, and your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with.
Oh, boy. I've seen this look.
Yeah. Hey, your mom gives it to me all the time.
Does she?
Quit flirting with me.
That's just her look, dude. That's the way
she's constantly flirting with people. Can you tell when a female is flirting with you, Hunter?
Here's the thing, man, is... I'm if we're gonna call it the game, I'm so far out of the game. I've been together with somebody for what, 9 years?
Yeah,
we've been married for 3. So, I'm a decade out of the game. I don't even know if I pick up on it anymore,
dude. But back in the day,
for sure,
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
No, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I've been married for 7 years. I've been with Kiki for 11 now, or 10. Anyway, way too long. And so yeah, I don't think even if God forbid something terrible happens to my beautiful wife and I got to go out now and start the dating world again.
This guy sucks.
I'd be like Steve Carell in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I'd be needing tips. How do I talk to women? I forgot how to do it.
You know? Back when you were young though and motivated, you had all this energy.
God, dude, I could spit some game. I could spit some mad game.
and the world by its tail, dude. And you're just confident.
Yeah.
Walk around with confidence. Even though I look at some of the pictures back in those days, I'm like, God, what were you wearing, dude?
Yeah.
You douche.
Oh, you were out there peacocking and everything? Yeah.
For sure, peacocking.
Look at me in my leather bracelet picking up chicks, man. No, it was – so, I don't know. Now I'd go out to the bar, you know, I'd be – I'll be in my fishing shirt and my, you know, my
New
dandles.
Balances.
Yeah, my New Balances. Like, hey, ladies, did you catch that report on – I don't know. I got to get –
this guy's a nerd.
Like, I can't even fake flirt right now. Like, I can't even do it. Yeah, so anyway.
So even if our wives were like, here you go. You got one night. You got, dude, they would know that we would fail miserably.
See, that's what sucks. You know, let's say we do.
You're home by 10?
Yeah, what happened? Well, you know, I was feeling a little gassy, and I just didn't feel like hanging out at the bar anymore. That's what sucks. And seriously, we could do that. The wives could be like, fine, guys, you know what? I'm tired of you talking about it. Go out. Go out and pick up a chick. But then they go out and pick up a dude. All they'd have to do is walk into a bar and be like, hey, who wants to have sex? And then it just would be, okay.
That's it. That's all you'd have to do.
So
have you been to a bar recently? Like a bar, like an active bar where people are standing up dancing.
Oh,
blah,
it's
blah, blah.
Awful. It's awful.
Dude, I'm telling you. So I always used to be on the other side of the DJ booth at the bar because I'd be working. Which is fine because you have an activity to do. I have something to do. Dude, I went there the other day, and I was standing along the bar watching people dance, just kind of sitting there. And I'm like, dude, I feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not fit in here. I'm not single. I'm not here ready to mingle. I'm here because my buddy is. I'm playing wingman for Zool over here. And I just don't want to be. I'm like,
You know what?
I can be home just chilling.
I say 9 times out of 10 now when I walk into a place, it's a little loud in here. Isn't it a little loud?
Right.
I feel like it's a little loud. You know where it's not loud? My home. It's not loud in my home. It's nice and quiet there. It's nice and the beer is cheaper.
Then you get the people that you haven't seen in a long time, which is great. I'm not saying don't go out and be social because I love being social.
Yeah.
But it's like 11 o'clock at night, that bar where you feel uncomfortable at, and then you see the people that you haven't seen in a while that are already toasted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, have you been? It's like,
there's that transition. Now I've noticed the transition in the bars. Before, when I was a young single guy, the transition was me coming in at around 11 o'clock and then or 10 o'clock and then the older crowd leaving. Now I am the crowd leaving at 10 o'clock, you know, while the younger crowd is coming in just getting ready to party. And I'm like,
transition.
To be young again.
But no, then if you stick around, though, you're that old guy hanging out with all the young kids.
That old guy drinking that drink in the corner through a straw, creeping on everyone. Remember the days when I was going out trying to get an STD? Not anymore. All right.
I was just sitting there like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What is the objective here? Because there's objective now is to get drunk, to get wasted. And I just don't feel like spending $100 to go home.
Sorry, I'm a creepy old man. I apologize, you rotten bastard.
Rotten bastard.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.